He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the June 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, are you glad you didn't sell everything yesterday? Look at the NASDAQ go again today, and I got a lot of stocks to feature today that are breaking out to new highs despite all the trade war fears and fear of the Fed and this and that, Brexit, all these different things. Many leading stocks in the market continue to march on to new highs with or without you. The S&P 500, well, let's start with the Dow. The Dow's up 32 points today, 24,733. The S&P 500 is up 9 today. That works out to a third of a percent, 2,772. Tech on fire again. And why not? That's where the growth is. Tech, NASDAQ, up 54 points this morning to 7,780. The NASDAQ is up 0.7%. Small caps still on fire. The leading asset classes out there right now. Russell 2000 up 0.25% today to 1697. Crude oil is having a good day today. Crude oil is up 94 cents to 66.01 as we await the big OPEC meeting on Friday. Gold is down 260 to 1276 per ounce. Silver down 3 cents. Precious metals continue to be one of the worst asset classes to be invested in. Oh, I know. I'm a contrarian. Well, that contrarian thinking has gotten you nowhere in the last several years. Or the 10-year yield is at 2.9%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, a guy that wades through the markets every single day. I am a local fishing guide. I fish the NASDAQ every day. I fish the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I shop the Russell 2000. I search in China, Argentina, Brazil, wherever I can find opportunities in the market. And I report back to you what I'm finding during the day on Twitter, on StockTwits especially, where I have over 50,000 followers. I'm at Bill Gunderson. Go to StockTwits.com and watch throughout the day. Those tweets that I send out on StockTwits also show up on Twitter, where I'm also at BillGunderson.com. I tweeted out a lot of observations yesterday. But in addition to that, my live trading subscribers, they get my inside dope that the public doesn't get. What I'm buying, what I'm selling, what my take is on the various areas of the market. I've been doing this for 22 years. I am totally enmeshed in the market. No, I don't buy mutual funds and then charge you a fee to move you around three or four mutual funds. I'm not an asset allocator, which I believe is another name for a cop-out. That's a big cop-out. That's like saying, I don't want to do the work. I'm just going to buy you a little bit of everything and hope that something works out. It's like going to a buffet full of junk. You hope something's good. Something on the plate will be good. Something will work out. No. Well, I want to focus on the lobster area and the prime rib area and the good parts of the buffet and try to ferret out the good stuff for you. The market is cyclical. Sectors are cyclical. The economy is cyclical. Interest rates are cyclical. The Weather is cyclical. Currents in the ocean are cyclical. And, you know, I liken a lot of things to fishing. Off of San Diego, when the currents change, you better change with it or you're fishing in a dry hole. And if you try to go to where the fish were last year, I mean, if you enter in, if you're out there in the Pacific Ocean or off the coast of Carolina fishing for mahi, and you mark a GPS spot where you found them last year, you know, and then you go back to that same spot the next year, it has no bearing whatsoever because the ocean has completely changed since then. Water temperatures have changed. Currents have changed. The moon has cycles. And I believe in being an active investor and following those cycles. I saw a classic example yesterday of some folks I met with here in Scottsdale. They were in a plain vanilla, worse than plain vanilla. I mean like the worst grade of vanilla you can get at the value supermarket down the street. Wherein I can predict what that portfolio will do over the next several years. Nothing. It's so spread out in about four or five funds with a massive amount of exposure to the bond market. Look at this year. The bond market is down 4%. The Dow's up about 1%. You add those two up and you're negative for the year. You've been in a couple of the worst performing areas of the market. And I'm not just talking this year. Those cycles in these asset classes stay in place for a long, long time, and you have to flow with them a little bit, or you're going to get very mediocre results. That's what's guaranteed by passive investing in various, in a multitude of asset classes, especially going forward, when one of the asset classes is going to be a very poor performer for years. That's the debt markets. And the stock market at some point in time, that cycle's coming around. We're in the ninth year of this one, and the wheel continues to rotate, and eventually the wheel will finally hit the pinnacle and then start to come around again, and you need to adjust at that point in time. So, yeah, I just really believe that the asset allocation crowd, it's a cop-out. It's the easy way out. You don't have to get up at 5 in the morning and read all the news on the market and what's going on with the Dow, the Fed, Germany, trade, home starts. No, you've got them in a widely spread out asset allocation. That's what you've been taught to do so that nobody gets in any trouble, nobody loses too much money, nobody makes too much money, and you collect your fees year after year after year. And the client's portfolio sits and sits and sits and sits. Well, yesterday, we had an off day in the market. In fact, when we began the day yesterday, it looked pretty bloody. I gave you a moment of spare time. I said, look, I'll take a breath here. I'll stop talking. You run to the phone and you sell everything. And then when you're done, come on back. The market was down almost 400 points at one point in time yesterday on the escalating trade war. In the meantime, did you see Netflix yesterday? The stock hit a new all-time high. It's had an unbelievable run, but it wasn't the only stock hitting a new all-time high yesterday. Many stocks that are unaffected by a trade war continue to roll along. But the usual suspects were caught up yesterday in the trade war talk and the trade war rhetoric going back and forth, Caterpillar, Boeing, etc. I do own Caterpillar and Boeing in my income portfolios. They are currently caught up in this. But most of the stocks that I own, especially in my ultra growth and in my growth portfolios, could care less about the trade war right now, although they are subject to market forces. But for the most part, most of these stocks don't really care. Are they going to put a tariff on Netflix streaming over there in China? Probably not. I don't see how. And it continues to march on and on and on. Well, now Trump is threatening another $450 billion in China tariffs. It seems like it's a game that he knows he has the upper hand. He has the ace up his sleeve. We, the U.S., is China's best customer. And generally speaking, if you've got a few customers that are very important to your business, especially your best customer, the guy walks in and you know he's going to buy the nicest suit on the rack there and have it tailored and everything top-notch, you're going to take care of that customer. Trump seems to be playing the game that, you know what, this is a war that China can't win. We need reciprocal trade in the world. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, soybean prices are plunging to two-year lows today. If you've got a big pile of soybeans in your backyard, now I know a lot of farmers, this impacts them for the most part. The 401k investor and the thrift savings plan investor and the IRA people with money in their IRAs are unaffected by soybean prices plunging, but the poor Midwest farmer suffering a little bit as this trade war heats up, escalates. It hasn't had much impact on the global markets. Look at these global markets overnight. Japan up 1.2%, London up 1.2%. Hong Kong up 0.75%, India up 0.75%. They seem to be, yeah, it just seems like a bull market eventually gets used to a change in the weather, a little bit of a change in the direction of the wind. The market doesn't seem to be that concerned anymore with rising interest rates, which it was having a conniption, a meltdown about back in February. And the trade war stuff, yeah, it showed up yesterday. It reared its ugly head, and the market got mad and angry, and it sold off. But it just seems like when you have a strong economy like we have in the U.S. today, and when earnings are on the rise and all the economic indicators coming in continue to be good, if anything, accelerating, doesn't it seem like the market just seems to eventually get used to these annoyances? And it continues to march on. Well, about a year and a half ago, I was in Sarasota. I delivered a workshop down there. That's why you don't want to miss the workshop in Dallas next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. You never know what you're going to hear at that workshop. But I was picking on my poster child for a soggy stock of yesteryear was GE. And, of course, GE is now a $12 stock. I'll never forget, I had a few people come up to me and said, you know, we have a lot of GE in our portfolio. My husband worked there, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I said, well, I think it's one of the worst stocks in the entire market. Well, now they're being kicked out of the Dow. Now the Dow thinks they're one of the worst stocks in the entire market is Jeffrey Immelt's legacy lives on. General Electric, done. Getting kicked out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I'm not sure how long it has been in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but a long time. I can look that up for you. Walgreens, on the other hand, which is Walgreens Boots Alliance, WBA, is headed into the Dow. And Walgreens is up 3.33% today. I think that'll improve. You know, the Dow is flat on the year. There's a lot of stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear in the Dow. And one of those was GE, and they finally booted it out. Well, that's going to help the Dow's performance somewhat. But I'm not so sure Walgreens is much better. The only thing I can say about Walgreens earnings have been growing by 14% per year over the last 5 years, while GE's earnings have been going backwards for the last decade. So that is an improvement to the Dow. And it's a real blow to old Jeffrey Immelt, his legacy, and the once venerable blue chip, one of the bluest of the blue chips, General Electric, kicked out of the Dow. The Atlanta Fed is cutting its U.S. second quarter GDP growth view to 4.7%. They were at 4.8. Now, that's the quarter we're currently in. This quarter will end in 10 days from now. The books will be closed. No more sales will be put in to the ledgers. No more expenses. Everything will be frozen at that little point in time. And then the numbers will start rolling in about the second week of July. And right now, the GDP growth is ranging the estimates between 4 to 4.5% growth. And I continue to say what we're doing here in the U.S. seems to be working as our economy is finally getting out of the 2% doldrums. And what they're doing in Europe continues to not work. Now, you think about that. What are we doing different from Europe? Well, the big answer is we got some tax relief, and we're trying to get the regulators off the backs of business so that growth can continue. And in Europe, they're doing just the opposite. They continue to have a very high tax structure. They have regulations like crazy. I remember telling you a story. The guy tried to open a little business in Greece. He wanted to sell Greek olives on the internet. GreekOlives.com. I don't know what it was, but that was his idea. He had to apply for a license and a permit. And all kinds of regulators came and visited him. This is a true story. You can look it up. In order to get his license, they needed a stool sample from the man. The regulators did. Well, when you make it that difficult to do business, how can you grow your economy? The bidding war, Fox and Disney. Now, Disney has upped the ante. Everybody trying to get in on original content. They're all trying to catch up to Netflix, which has upended the media industry. And I have always said one of my big philosophies in investing is you want to own the disruptor and not the disrupted. How many businesses, how many industries have been disrupted in the last 20 years because of technology? You want to own the disruptor and not the disrupted. Cryptos, another theft, another crypto heist. You know, I'm out here in the wild, wild west right now, where there's a lot of history, obviously. Down in Tucson, you've got Tombstone, where they duked it out in a famous gun battle, and I'm sure there were plenty of stagecoach robberies around these neck of the woods. The old Pinnacle Peak Steakhouse was not too far from where I am today. In fact, from my office here today, I can see that venerable old Pinnacle Peak. They used to rob banks and stagecoaches. Now they're hacking cryptocurrencies, those same bandits. I just don't want to own any cryptocurrencies, and I continue to warn on those. All right, some individual stocks. When we come back, it's Bill Gunderson, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm looking forward. I haven't done a workshop. When was the last one? I guess in Minnesota maybe was the last one, or Seattle, Tacoma area. And I'm looking forward to next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, 8:30 a.m. at the Embassy Suites, Dallas Love Field. If you're anywhere in the area, hey, you can get on a Southwest jet, Southwest Airlines, and fly right into Love Field, Uber it over to the workshop. I couldn't say that 5 years ago. That's now almost a verb. Just Uber on over and attend the workshop. And it's going to be hard-hitting. It's going to change your life as an investor. He will see the market in a whole new way. A much more logical, non-emotional, and I guess non-traditional in this environment that we're in right now, where I've seen the dumbing down of my industry to buying you three or four mutual funds and then charging you a management fee on top of that for those three or four mutual funds, and they're usually balanced funds and allocation funds and bond funds, despite what the temperature of the world is outside. That's just been the way that the industry has gone. Probably a lot brought on by, you know, a litigious society and these Merrill Lynch's of the world and other big ones. Wells Fargo, look at all the trouble that they've got in. So they just try to do a very, very, very plain vanilla type approach to the market. Well, in the end, I've always said that you are in charge of the results in your portfolio. You should at least know enough to where you understand where the pitch that you're being pitched is coming from, and what the likely results of that pitch will lead to. I think it's good to be a little bit educated. Now, most of us, including myself, have been educated the hard way over the years. We've all got our war stories to tell, and investments we shouldn't have made, people we shouldn't have listened to. You know, that's part of life. Learning from mistakes. Well, I don't have the answers. All the answers, I have a different way of doing things. And I'm up to my eyeballs in it every single day. This is my passion. This is sitting down at my piano every day and writing a new song or writing music. That's their passion. My passion is sitting down at my keyboard every day and looking at my screens and applying my algorithms to the market and observing and looking at hundreds of charts on a market and commenting on things that I notice, things that I see, writing about it every Friday and Saturday and sending it out to folks so that they become more educated, so they don't make the mistakes that I made as a young investor some 40 years ago. And I think it's good to have had the experiences that I've had in the market. It makes you tougher. It makes you wiser. It makes you more street smart. I'm glad to have been through some horrible bear markets, two of the worst ones of all time. I managed money through the worst recession of all time, and I managed money during the dot-com crash of 2000. Do you think those were learning experiences for me? Do I have a little bit better clue of what to look out for, what not to do, what to do, how to maybe even make money when the next one hits? I wouldn't trade those experiences for anything, although I've got the battle scars. Battle scars are good. Battle scars are learning experiences, just like when a little kid puts his hand on something hot, gets burnt a little bit. He learned not to put his head on something hot the next time. Okay, well, the workshop will be a week from Saturday at the Embassy Suites by Love Field in Dallas. Okay, I want to talk about a stock here this morning by the name of Square. SQ, which is Twitter's other stock, Jack Dorsey's other stock. Jack Dorsey is the CEO of Twitter, or he started Twitter, and he also started Square, which is a point-of-sale software to manage receipts, inventory, sales reports with analytics feedback. I had some services provided to me not too long ago, and when they were done, they took my card or something and put it up to the iPhone, and bang, I paid for it through Square. Now, a lot of doctors, physicians, other service providers using Square. I reported not too long ago that Square is now being used as a bank. People are banking with Square. Well, I also have a live trading service that I send out during the day. Anything that I might buy or sell or observe that I think is of a particular note for people that are dyed-in-the-wool, do-it-yourself investors. They're never going to turn over their money to anyone to manage for them. They're going to do it themselves. Well, I have a live trading service, and I have four portfolios in my newsletter, five actually. I have my Premier Growth Portfolio, where most of my clients are in. That's my growth fund. I have my Aggressive Growth Fund. I have a lot of money in that one, too. It's both of those growth portfolios are doing very well so far this year. I have my Growth and Income Portfolio, which is the safest, the least volatile of the three. And in each of those portfolios, I try to find the best stocks now for that particular discipline. I also have a lot of people that come with me to me that have tag-on accounts. They, you know, they might have a $2,000 IRA, and oh, by the way, I have this little $5,000 Roth somewhere else. I manage those too. I have to use ETFs or mutual funds in those little accounts. You can't buy individual stocks there. And then the fifth one is the speculative account. That's just the little trading fund one that I have. I funded my own little trading account, oh, I don't know, a year and a half ago maybe, with about, I seeded it with $1,500 just for fun. And it's done very well. It's pushing 16,000 here today. But the only, I don't manage that account for anybody. I just, if you're a live trading subscriber and that's your thing, trading, I do my best. And when I see something that I really, really like, I'll buy an option instead of the stock. But it's going to be on a pretty good stock. Well, June 1st, 3 weeks ago, I looked, really liked the way Square was trading, and I bought some options on it. I bought some options near the money, in the money almost at that time. I bought the 60 calls that expire on July 20th. I still have 1 month to go on those calls. I paid $3.15. You have to buy a contract of 100, so it was $300 a contract. I bought six contracts for $1,890. I just sold them. I just sent out the sell. I sold them for $8.63 or $8.60 a contract. I bought them for $3.15, sold them for $8.60 for a profit of $3,288 in 19 days. I currently have another option that's open on another large stock. So I'm just saying that this is something else that I do on the side, in the desk drawer, over here. Let me make sure my wife's not listening there. You know, this is my little trading account. But we've done very well. Now, I want to talk about the stock Square, because I also own the underlying stock in my growth portfolios. Why? Because it's a growth stock. They are growing their earnings. They're a little bit ahead of the curve. I remember when it was American Express that you weren't supposed to leave home without. And in today's world, you've got PayPal and you've got Square, which are major players in the payment business. Square over the last 12 months is now up 176%. Square is getting one upgrade after another. It's breaking out to new highs today. And I continue to own Square in my premier growth portfolio. I want to say I own it in my ultra growth portfolio too. Let me just make sure of that. Do I own it in both of them? Yes, I do. It's one of my largest positions. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the Canadian Senate did back the legalization of recreational pot. I'm not a fan of pot, but that's our friend Trudeau up there in Canada. The pot stocks, look, if you want to own the pot stocks, MJ, Last Dance with Mary Jane, the Alternative Harvest Index is an ETF, full of pot. It's got $381 million in it, and it's been going sideways since there was a big run-up in the pot stocks in late December, in January, because the rumor was out that Canada was going to legalize pot, recreational pot, not just medicinal, but all pot usage for the entire country, and that's happening, and yet the news continues to be sold off ever since January. The Canopy Growths of the world and others, which were red hot back in December. Maybe I should call it the Grateful Dead ETF or something like that. Parts of the yield curve are inverting. Talk about a totally separate subject here. Now we're talking about an inverting yield curve on the Treasury yields. That's when short-term yields continue to rise and long-term yields continue to remain flat, and that causes a flattening of the yield curve. The spread between the 7-year and the 10-year, this is the first time that it has flattened off in the last 10 years, so we need to keep our eye on that. Because every recession has been preceded by an inverted yield curve, a flattening yield curve. So we'll continue to watch the yield curve for you. In the meantime, interest rates continue to trickle higher, mortgage applications down, the 30-year mortgage right now at 4.83%. Some soggy stocks, and then I'll talk about the hottest stock in the entire market right now. Oracle's a soggy stock, very soggy stock. Larry Ellison definitely has fallen far from his perch. Oh, he's made enough money. We don't need to feel sorry for Larry Ellison. But Oracle is not the company that it used to be. The stock is breaking down today. I have no position in Oracle. Starbucks seems to have seen better days. I think Howard Schultz got out at a pretty good time. We'll see what the new guy does at Starbucks. You can't fault Howard Schultz for building that from 11 little stores to what it is today. But I've often said, when the world is saturated in Pepsi Cola, how are they going to grow their business anymore? And now, you know, like the joke is there's a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. They're everywhere. They're in airports. They're in grocery stores. They're in your grocery aisle. They're in the pods. They're everywhere is Starbucks. And eventually you saturate your product. That's what happens with Walmart and others. Where are we going to expand anymore? No longer can we grow our earnings by 15 to 20% per year. We're slowing down to single digits. This is part of a cycle. Individual stocks have cycles. What do they do towards the end of their growth cycle? They establish a dividend and they buy back shares because they're not growing anymore. Where are they going to put a new Starbucks where they need one? Where are they going to fill in a gap? Gee, you got to drive 5 blocks to a Starbucks. We better put one 2 blocks away. And Starbucks has become a soggy stock. PayPal, on the other hand, another payment processing company, they're buying HyperWallet for $400 million in cash, which is going to help PayPal quite a bit become more of a global company. I continue to own PayPal as one of the disruptors in the stocks of today instead of yesteryear. It's disrupted many while it's been a disruptor. And I continue to own PayPal. The last one I have to mention here is Netflix. It continues to be my largest position at Gunderson Capital Management. It is now busted through $400 per share like there's no tomorrow. Netflix is now, I want to say, $415 per share, $412.47. Just look at a chart of Netflix and ask me if it's been affected by the trade war. Ask yourself if it's been affected by the trade war in China. Talk about a disruptor. You know, Netflix, they had a big stumble. In life, we've all had big stumbles. It's how you handle those stumbles. Do you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back into the game? You have to. You have no choice. Life goes on. My ancestors walked across America. They had some big stumbles along the way, but yet they made it to their destination. Netflix was a $7 stock in 2012. Remember when they raised subscription rates? And it spooked a lot of people. It went down to $7. That was 2012. I remember the big stumbles by Apple along the way where they fired Steve Jobs. Well, that $7 stock, Netflix, back in 2012 is now a $412 stock. One of the great stocks of our generation. And it continues to be my largest holding. It's been growing their earnings by 40%. Per year over the last 5 years, while Disney and Comcast and CBS and Time Warner and all the rest, AT&T, have seen their earnings shrinking. Do you want to learn who the companies are that are the disruptors today? Or do you want to stay in those disrupted stocks? I got another portfolio in yesterday. It was full of disrupted companies, one of the worst portfolios I have ever seen of individual. Oh, big names, big recognizable names, but they were disrupted many years ago, and now they're low single-digit growth stocks. Come to the workshop a week from Saturday in Dallas at the Embassy Suites. And if you'd like to have me managing your money, I'm on it every day, 10 hours a day, sometimes more. Go to GundersonCapital.com or call me at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.